Today is Giving Tuesday, a day dedicated globally to philanthropic giving. On Giving Tuesday, charities, families, businesses, community centers, and students worldwide come together to celebrate generosity and to give.
And we want to hear from you. What are you doing to celebrate Giving Tuesday? Did you make a special charitable donation today? Do you maybe work with a nonprofit group that's looking for volunteers or other help? Is your business supporting Giving Tuesday? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Now we'll hear about one Wisconsin group that's joining in on the Giving Tuesday mission. Crystal Webb is with us now to talk about Giving Tuesday. She's Assistant Director of Media Relations for United Way of Dane County. Crystal, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, from your perspective at United Way, why get on board with this Giving Tuesday movement?
Well, I think it's really important social media movement out there, and I think that's really where a lot of the new growth is. So this is our first year to do a really strong push to be part of Giving Tuesday. We're really pushing it on our Twitter and our Facebook and Instagram. I think it's just kind of a sign of the times to get on board and to be a part of this great thing. You know, it doesn't cost any money to be a part of it, and it's a great way to raise awareness for United Way. If there's little donations in that as that comes, or just to let people know about the many volunteer opportunities that are out there. I think it's just a really great day to put a focus on that.
No, I'm obviously groups like yours or other criteria are looking for donations or volunteers, things like that, all year round, I imagine. But do you see, does this put it in the public consciousness, having this united effort of a lot of different groups?
I think so. And, you know, The one drawback of Giving Tuesday, maybe some might say, is that there's everybody's now jumping on board, and you might get a little drowned out there. But honestly, I look at it from the other side of the angle of seeing that this is an amazing global movement where a lot of people are coming together out of generosity and caring. And I think that's an amazing energy to put out into the world.
A lot of people might think giving equals writing a check or giving money. You mentioned, though, volunteers. How important a part of the nonprofit world are the volunteers?
Oh, they're crucial. You know, we could not do it without our amazing volunteers. And United Way, we really, that's one of our strong points, is that we can organize and mobilize thousands and thousands of volunteers over the course of 1 year. And we do that through our website, volunteeryourtime.org. So people can go and look for any kind of volunteer opportunity they might be in the market for, whether it's something like a school tutor for our Schools of Hope program or Achievement Connections, to even we have an event coming up in December where you can help folks from an assisted living facility go and shop for presents at a mall. So from a one-time thing like that, or to something that's more year-round like a tutoring program, you know, it's all there for you. So I think the big thing with this is just to get the awareness out there and let people know that there are these opportunities out there. You just have to go search for them.
And you mentioned shopping, and this, of course, Giving Tuesday came out in part of Black Friday and Cyber Monday and things like that. In a way, people could shop around for groups that they want to give their time or talent to.
Exactly. And it's all out there. You know, people, every organization you see are putting it out there. And for United Way, I think it's a great day for us to show just how comprehensive and encompassing our organization is when it comes to lifting the community up. So we don't focus just on one thing or one thing specifically. We're here to focus on education, income, and health to just lift a whole family and a whole individual up into a more stable and productive lifestyle.
We're talking to Crystal Webb. She's with United Way of Dane County. It's Giving Tuesday. She's giving us one example of what nonprofit groups are doing on this day. It's a national, international effort, actually, to encourage people to make charitable donations, to volunteer their time and their efforts. And we're looking to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you volunteer regularly for some kind of a nonprofit group or charitable work or in your local school or library? Do you have groups that you like to make donations to regularly? Do you do something special? Did Giving Tuesday help you get involved with an organization? Or are you with an organization that's looking for help? Are you participating in Giving Tuesday? Tell us what you do as a nonprofit, what kind of help you might be looking for. Call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. And Crystal, what kind of tips do you have for people who are thinking, yeah, I want to make donations, I want to volunteer, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to get started?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to zero in on what you feel really comfortable with. Do you feel comfortable with just giving some, you know, donations at this time? You know, that's fantastic, but are you more comfortable, or are you more willing to give your time as well? Because that's also incredibly valuable. So I think once you decide, you know, which kind of lane you're in, and then to go from there and, you know, visit whichever organization's website appeals to you most. And, you know, we're all the nonprofits, we're all here ready and willing to accept any and all help that you would offer. So we'll take, you know, anything, and, you know, and especially time, because that's a big thing, and that's so valuable these days. So we will definitely take as many volunteers as we can.
Now, I know in the nonprofit world, there's a certain flow where people are maybe more interested in being charitable around the holidays, or, you know, it's the end of the year, they're thinking this is a good time to do it for a tax write-off, things like that. Is there like a rush of donations and volunteers now, and maybe it tapers off the rest of the year?
Yeah, that's something we can, for example, for our Achievement Connections program, which focuses on tutoring high school students in math around Madison school areas, we actually see a dip in tutors around October and April, because a lot of that program depends on actual UW students for tutors, and so that's the natural breaks. So there are some hills and valleys when it comes to that kind of thing, and that's just one example of where we could use more help at certain parts of the year than other times. But for us, mainly, we see a general year-round push for that kind of thing. And, you know, the community never disappoints us. They're always there for us. So we love that.
And do people maybe sort of pledge now to do things regularly or in the future?
Yeah, that's something that we can definitely work with, especially if you go search for our volunteer opportunities. That's something we can definitely work with. And you can always call 211 as well to find opportunities to help if you would like to give something, whether it's donations or your time or something like a food, that kind of thing. Or if you're also looking for help too, 211 is just a nice, easy, quick way to find some resources.
Now, we heard news today on Giving Tuesday that Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook and his wife pledged 99%, I guess, of their Facebook shares to charity. That's in the neighborhood of $45 billion. So, in a way, good news, I suppose, for whoever that's given to. But does that could be discouraging, maybe, for a lot of people thinking, well, I don't have $45 billion of Facebook stock lying around. Do smaller donations of time and money actually make a difference?
They do. And, you know, what's really great in our past campaign is that we've really broken it down into something where a $25 donation, even if it's spread out over the year, so if you're giving a dollar per pay period, that still adds up. And we've been able to quantify that. That actually equates to four books that local children would get to read that they normally would not have access to. So we do have different things at different pay levels where we have, you know, really quantified what that what your dollars are actually doing in our community. And I think that's another important part, too, is that, you know, if you give to United Way or local nonprofits, your money is staying in this community. You know, it's not going out to nationwide to help somebody, you know, miles and miles from here. It's actually staying within our community to make our entire community better.
I've heard in the past some people try to make it a family tradition of volunteering or of donating together, trying to teach younger people, you know, the virtues of generosity and philanthropy. Do you see much of that coming through your organization?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the youth generation is so key. So we have our BiFi, which is By Youth for Youth, and that really promotes, you know, volunteering at a young age and really showing what it means to be an advocate for something that you really believe in. And I think United Way does a great job of making sure that next generation is growing up with that constant belief to give back and how important and showing how important and critical that is.
We're talking to Crystal Webb from United Way of Dane County. That's one group of many around the state, the nation, and the world participating in Giving Tuesday an effort to get people to make contributions of money, of their time, that is celebrated today.
And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Have you made a donation especially for Giving Tuesday? What is your business doing to promote giving today? And do you have a favorite charity, maybe locally or nationally? Where would you recommend others give today? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our conversation now with Crystal Webb from the United Way about Giving Tuesday.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Love to hear from you if you are a volunteer, maybe with a nonprofit, a community group, a school. Why do you volunteer? What's it like? Would you encourage others to do the same? What kind of groups do you like to donate to? If you are with a group that needs donations, needs volunteers, well, it's Giving Tuesday. Put in a plug. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go right to a caller. We've got Stacy on the line in Hillsborough. Stacy, hi.
Hi.
What'd you want to bring up, Stacy?
Well, I just started a nonprofit called Feeding Our Cubs in Hillsborough. And what it does is it provides food for kids in food insecure homes through our school district. So right now we're working on a program called Cubs Packs that will send food home with kids over the weekends and then over long school breaks for those kids that just don't have enough food to get through that time.
And Stacy, you actually started your own nonprofit. What led you to take that step? Not everybody's going to take that plunge.
What did you say? Sorry.
What led you to actually take the effort to start your own nonprofit to do this?
Well, I have a son who just started school 2 years ago. He's in kindergarten now. And in our school district, we have 56% of kids get free and reduced lunch. And so I saw a need and I decided to fill it. I thought that there was really, really a need in our area to get some extra food and good food to those kids in their homes. And nobody else was doing it. But I thought, hey, if I step up to the plate and start it, I'm sure other people care about it too.
Stacy, thank you so much for sharing that story and good luck with that effort in your area. So, I mean, that's kind of the nature of philanthropy, not waiting for somebody else to step up and meet the need, but to try to do something yourself, Crystal.
Exactly. I mean, I think that was amazing, an amazing idea, because that really is kind of a big gap in a kid's day, the weekend. That's something that we see, too, at United Way, to try to fill in the gap if, you know, a child is going to go home but might not know where his meal is, or he's knows that his next meal isn't going to be till tomorrow morning at school for breakfast. So I think that's an amazing thing Stacy's doing. So I applaud her.
Stacy, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Elliot with us in Milwaukee. Elliot, hi.
Hi, how are you today? Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure. What do you want to tell us about, Elliot?
I wanted to talk a little bit about COA, Youth and Family Centers. We're one of Milwaukee's oldest nonprofits. We're a very high-rated youth-serving organization. Our early education centers in Almani and River West are among the best-rated in Wisconsin. We're just really, really proud of what we've been doing and looking for support, obviously. The United Way is one of our main partners, so I'm really excited to hear from you.
And Elliot, what kind of things do you do working with youth and families in the area?
We operate several family resource centers. We are one of the Milwaukee implementers of the HIPPE program, which helps teach parents. It helps parents teach other parents how to prepare their youngsters for preschool and grade school. Other things that we do are we operate Camp Helen Brockman, which is one of the oldest outreach camps in Wisconsin, and we do a lot of general youth development.
And Elliot, I got to say, it sounds like you're really excited about this place you're working for. What is it that got you into working for an organization that does this kind of work?
Honestly, I'm just really blessed. I went to school specifically to do grant writing and fundraising, and this is my first real position doing fundraising for an organization. I couldn't be more lucky to work for such a great one like COA. I mean, we're so efficient. We get 90 cents to the dollar. It goes directly to the mission and to help kids.
Elliot, thanks so much for your call. Good luck on this Giving Tuesday to you and your organization. So a lot of enthusiasm from the people who work at these nonprofits, Crystal.
Yeah, that's so great to see. You know, with all the news these days, you know, you can get a little down about all of the bad news that's out there. But this is just great to see the positive energy that's coming through, and the amount of people that are out there who want to help, are helping, are doing something to make a positive difference. This is just really great to hear.
Talking to Crystal Webb from the United Way on Giving Tuesday, the online international effort to try to get people to be philanthropists, make donations, volunteer with nonprofit, community, school groups. You can still join in. Still time for your calls at 800-642-1234. Is there a way that you like to give, maybe give back to your community financially as a volunteer? What is it? Why do you like to do it? How did you pick the organization you contribute to or work with? 800-642-1234 is the number. Or call in to share some work that's being done in your community, maybe by your organization. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Christy is with us next in La Crosse. Christy, hi.
Hi. So I just wanted to say, I've felt like it was really important to teach my kids to give back, and they've done a lot of service projects through our church and through Girl Scouts, but one of the things we do, they're twins, and they're seven now, but their birthday falls on Leap Day. And so
one
of the things we've done, we started their first Leap Day. We had a big party, and we asked for donations of non-perishable food items. And it got to be kind of a great thing because, trust me, they don't need all those toys. They get toys from family and other friends. So we just kept doing it year after year, and it's been really nice. And I think the other kids that come really appreciate it, too. So we did warming blankets 1 year for the warming center. So,
and I got to ask, Chris, you mentioned warming blankets and food. So you figure out a nonprofit that needs these things. And then the twins' Leap Day birthday is all about trying to raise those things for those groups.
Yeah. And when they were younger, it was not a big deal. Now, when they were a little older, you know, that there was a little resistance on their part. But once they realized what a great thing that they were doing, and that they still get plenty of other presents from family and friends, they were totally on board, and now it's kind of a regular thing.
That's fantastic, Christy. Thanks for that call, and as a fellow parent of twins, more power to you. Well, that's great. And again, getting the kids involved early.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's something where, you know, something starts out small, family tradition. Maybe you're not necessarily tied with a specific organization, but what a great tradition that is for that family, those kids. And, you know, sounds like they're on their way to growing up to become incredible adults who are going to have that sense of generosity and giving back really instilled in them. And, you know, that's what's going to make a strong community.
Oh, we had a caller who couldn't stay online saying that they try to give to local charities so they know where the money goes rather than national charities. Probably a case to be made either way, but you can't. It's good to see the difference being made in your own community, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, with United Way, it's kind of a tricky thing that we have to do because we're not really affiliated with, we're autonomous United Way of Dane County, so we're not really affiliated with United Way worldwide. So making that difference for people, for folks who are considering donating to us, we really want to make that clear, you know, that if you do donate, if you choose to donate to United Way of Dane County, it's staying in Dane County. So, and that doesn't just mean Madison either. That means all of the communities in Dane County, from Sun Prairie to Mount Horeb to Belleville, that kind of thing. You know, it's all staying here to make the county a better place.
And it'll be a similar story for United Ways around the state, then.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Ludine is with us in Shawano. Ludine, hi.
Good evening.
What would you want to tell us about?
Well, I wanted to talk about Shawano area, Matthew 25. We are a grassroots group that recently opened a homeless shelter in Shawano known as Sam's House. And we have a matching grant that we are trying to achieve. Shawano Area Community Foundation has put up to $50,000 in matching funds, and we are looking for donations to help us make that $50,000 match to support the continued operation of our shelter.
And tell me, there's got to be a story behind the name Sam's House. Can you tell us about that?
Shawano area, Matthew 25,
acronym, gotcha.
Sam's House, yeah. So It's just really a group of folks who are aware that our community has a problem with extreme poverty and homelessness. And we, our intention was to open a shelter in 5 years. We opened one in a little more than two. And we are up and running and can serve men, women, and children up to 15 individuals per night. We're dependent upon volunteers for our evening meal. We have two part-time paid staff. Otherwise, volunteers are helping to staff the shelter. And it's pretty exciting to see the Shawano community rally around the need. But, of course, we're going to need funds to keep it going. So,
well, thanks so much for sharing that story, and good luck in your efforts there in Shawano, Ludine. So that's not a big money operation, sounds like. Two part-time staff, volunteers making the food. So that's one of those little bit can go a long way, it sounds like, Crystal.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think that's something that every nonprofit struggles with, you know, the how do you parse out resources and staff to make sure you have the greatest impact that you can. So it sounds like she's doing an amazing job working with what she has so far, and hopefully she can just grow from there, because it sounds like her intentions are really great, and that's really amazing to hear.
And a local group like that can really key in on what's going on in their own community.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another thing, too, that we see connecting with local leaders around here. They're so in tune with what is kind of going on in the community that other folks might not know about. So it sounds like she's doing the same thing out there as well.
Back to our callers, Jackie in Hillsboro. Jackie, hi.
Hi there. I didn't hear your whole program, I admit, but my sister was on the air, and she called me, and I thought, well, I could try, too. She was just on about her Feeding Our Cubs program, and actually in the same community, I have a reading program going. It's called CARES, and it's Community Advocates for Reading Enrichment and Success, and the whole goal is to explain to people that reading is a very important part of their child's development, and currently, we have a program going in Hillsboro that is called Local Lit, and it is reading incentives with local businesses that, for example, if the kids read 15 books a month, they get a coupon that entitles them to go get a free hour of swimming at the hotel. They can get a free chocolate chip pancake at a little breakfast cafe.
I'm in.
They can get nachos. There's five different things, but the local businesses have all pitched in. And they're extremely, extremely supportive of our youth and getting them reading and encouraged to read. So it's a very exciting venture, and we're hoping it will grow.
All right. Well, Jackie, thanks to you and your sister both for your efforts there in Hillsboro. And Crystal will give her the last word. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. And I just want to send a great thanks to everybody in our community who's joined Giving Tuesday on social media. No matter what you did, it's fantastic. Any little effort is amazing.
That was Crystal Webb, Assistant Director of Media Relations for United Way of Dane County. She was with us to talk about Giving Tuesday.